city. Roll off the bat with your expat out in the city. Roll off the bat with your expat out in the city. Funk upon a time. In the days of the Funkopus, the concept of specially designed Afro knots capable of funkatizing galaxies was first laid on Man-Child, but was later repossessed and placed among the secrets of the pyramids until a more positive attitude towards this most sacred phenomenon, clone the funk, could be acquired. There in these terrestrial projects, it would wait along with its co-inhabitants of kings and pharaohs, like sleeping beauties, for the kiss that would release them to multiply in the image of the chosen one, Dr. Funkenstein. And funk is its own reward. May I frighten you?
Bienvenue dans les Lo-Fi Stories. Aujourd'hui, dans la série Les Lo-Fi Stories flirtent avec l'afrofuturisme, voici Africa Bambaataa, le parrain spirituel de la culture hip-hop, furtivement rencontré lors d'une conférence de presse organisée à Bruxelles en septembre 2008. Plus qu'un producteur incontournable de la genèse hip-hop, Bambaataa, membre éminent de la Zulu Nation, fascine surtout par sa vision humble et unificatrice de l'univers et de ses machineries qui nous entourent. Alors, pour l'occasion, on vous a préparé un beau montage lo-fi avec les bonnes paroles de ce prêcheur de la planète rock, le tout assaisonné d'une sélection afro-futuriste et intergalactique à souhait. Attention, anglophones, anglophiles et anglophobes, restez bien à l'écoute, ça va être de l'anglo-américain pur et dur from the Bronx. Alors, si vous ne voulez pas perdre le fil, restez centrés. Vous êtes dans les Lo-Fi Stories, Bambaataa, Afrofutur spécial, c'est parti.
President of the table.
Tout le monde parle français ou bien c'est la minimum style go? Donc comme on n'avait pas énormément de temps, j'ai proposé un assis, pour les gars, tout le monde assis, pas de problème. Hein. Donc j'ai proposé de faire une interview commune. Comme je suppose certaines questions seront peut-être communes à l'un et à l'autre. Maintenant voilà, là vous avez Bambaataa pendant plus ou moins 30, 35 minutes à votre aise, vous posez des questions, ne vous inquiétez pas, c'est quelqu'un de très simple, très gentil, très ouvert, n'ayez aucune crainte, ça va aller super super bien. Voilà, donc vous posez les questions que vous voulez. Moi je vais commencer le spectacle en bas, donc Duncan reste avec vous, il n'y a pas de problème. Il est à vous. Voilà.
Alors on commence. Flegmatique et imperturbable, Bambaataa évoque racines, histoire et mutation du hip-hop.
Well, hip-hop is a movement. It's an international movement now, a world movement. And it deals with the five elements, the B-boys, the B-girls, the aerosol writers, the MCs, the DJs, and that fifth element that holds it all together, which is the knowledge, as we say in University Zoom Nation, knowledge, culture, and overstanding. The knowledge, culture, and overstanding. And then you had Brother KRS, they add a lot of extra elements to it, with plus elements.
A lot of people, black scholars especially, black nationalist scholars especially, will say, we lost all of this. But they won't admit that hip hop may be the refinding of what we lost. We don't know what we lost. Because we lost it. But whatever we lost, if it was truly ours, then it is still with us. If it's truly whatever was going on in ancient Africa, Asia, even Europe, with us, it's still happening today. It may have been sidetracked. It may have been stopped or altered to a degree. But when the political climate became right enough for hip hop to re-emerge in the early 70s, this could be what we lost. Here at the Temple of Hip Hop, we talk about hip hop as a strategy toward health, love, awareness, and wealth. And again, whatever God has given us, we haven't really lost it. You can only forget it. You can't lose it. You only forget it. So in the scheme of following a spiritual thought in hip hop, it's not about gaining knowledge of something that you didn't know before. The practice has to do more with remembering what you forgot. When you try to remember what was forgotten, not only did you not really lose what you had because you're remembering it is still with you, but most spiritual thought as well in the world has to do with what is called enlightenment and awakening. And that enlightenment and that awakening is a remembrance, not a new you. It's not a, all of a sudden, I'm a new person. I've took something on to make me somebody new. You simply remember who you were. You are reminded.
Name of the whole culture is just hip hop. Other people might try to get all politically or dramatically or correct and try to add a definition to each letter, but we just named the whole culture hip hop. Hip-hop used to be what a cliche of my brother Lubba Sosky used to do in his rhymes when he was doing the disco era.
Hey y'all, I had to come back around. It's been a year since I was in town. I made you believe, then you did the right thing. Then I blew the house down with a great big bang. But now I'm...
And, you know, we could have took any name. Could have took the Boing-Yong-Yong, the Bebop, or the go off or any names, and him and MC Cowboy, they used to use the words back and forth. And when they came to me to ask what you want to, you know, what do you call this culture, I just jumped out and said, it's called hip hop.
And fresh, it's the love bug. I'm not taking no less. First party star, last party ski. That's the way I want you all to address me. Rocking the house, I'm turning it out. Here to make the ladies scream and the fellas shout.
Everybody say bang! Bang!
And that's when everybody started using it as the name of the culture, because it was the Universal Zulu Nation that gave us its elements, saying, you know, pulling together the DJs, the MCs, the aerosol graffiti writers, and putting it all together under that fifth element, which was the knowledge that later came on down the line, which is really the first element, because without knowledge, you don't know how to hold your breath to spit them lyrics. You know, you might pass out. Without knowledge, you don't know how to the spray paint them murals on the wall, and so the spray paints would get inside your body, and, you know, something might go wrong there. So, you know, the knowledge is always there also. And then people get mixed up with rap. Rap's been here since the ancients of time. And then, you know, you have certain people who always use raps in their lyrics, you know, throughout history. From Cab Calloway to the bebop rapping of Ella Fitzgerald, Scat Rap, the jazz rap, to the dozens, you know, talking about your mama, my mama, that Muhammad Ali used to do, to the Nubian Nut of the great Uncle George Clinton in Parliament, Funkadelic, to the great Sly and the Family Stone, who was one of the first to use it in their songs in their first album, Whole New Thing, to Shirley Ellis, The Name Game, the Clapton song in the 60s, to Barry White and Isaac Hayes with the Love Rap, Millie Jackson, to the poetry rap of Sonia Sanchez, to the rock metal rap of Three Dog Nights When Mama Told Me Not to Come, the country rapping of Tony Joe White, the Pope Sally Hanny. So he's always been here, and in your nursery school rhymes.
You're a dictionary.
So when it got to us, it just became a new culture movement under the name of hip hop. Well, they're definitely doing it again. I mean, you hear the electro funk a lot now, and the records is happening again. You see, even see Snoop Dogg, who was gangsters gangsters. So I was singing sexual seduction and using the electro funk. And you have a lot of other groups now coming out doing electro funk. And it really never went nowhere. It was because you had all the Miami breakbeat cats and the Atlanta breakbeats and the drum and bass and all that was using that sound with the hip step. So it never went nowhere. It just went to different changes, different names. Some don't want to say the old word, so they say electro. You know, some say techno or techno pop. I know that's always, it's just always been here. You know, you had the different styles of hip hop. You had your, the ones with, like I said, too many of y'all get caught up on the rappers side of hip hop. And just like you had DJ Icy's, Uber Zone, the Chemical Brothers, that was a whole nother style. The Big Beat hip hop style of hip hop. You had your drum and bass or jungle that used their style of the hip hop in their music. And you had hip house. They use their style of hip hop to make their house type records, you know, and the breakbeats, you know, that they people just keep changing the words to make it feel more popular, to keep adding a new terminology to say this is just my style of music.
Yo, what's up, yo, we gonna slow it down so we can speed it up, y'all. Right now, I want everybody to come to the front. That's right, move forward. I want all the poppers and the breakers to form this circle. I want all the poppers, the breakers, the writers, and the exciters to get in this circle and make it real live, yo. Cause I'm seeing too many stars up in here tonight, yo. I'm seeing the Rocksteady crew, I'm seeing Ken Swift, I'm seeing Mr. Wiggles, I'm seeing Modisho, I'm seeing Crazy Legs. Man, I'm seeing the Zulu Nation up in here. I'm seeing the Raucous Family, Shabam Sadiq, Company Flow, Menelik. I'm seeing Geology, Sean J. Period. Man, it's the Black Star Movement, Most Def, Talib Kweli. We gonna keep it live for the B-Boys and B-Girls University. Rocksteady Japan, Rocksteady Europe, Rocksteady New York. Yo, we just gonna keep it live all over the world. Get live, y'all.
Party people, in the place to be. My name is Talib Kweli. Yo, I got my man on the side of me, Most Definitely. And we are fresh. Black Star, fresh. G-Young, fresh.
Hip Hop of Past? Well, Hip Hop of Past was a lot of peace, unity, love, and having fun. If he was having good time and enjoying and getting down, and you had people coming to the Roxy McGrills, the Bronx Rivers, Rocksteady Anniversary, University Anniversary. And the hip hop of now has become a super money business and is controlled by corporations. They are what we call the Luciferian conspiracy, who are now controlling hip hop corporations, who have put all these types of money in it. And has the whole world believing that when you say hip hop, you just think of rappers who want to spit gangster lyrics or call everybody use the N word or the nigger word or call women out of their name or for bitches, hoes and stuff like that. And they will take certain clothes and make you think buying these clothes for $100, $200, $300 or $300 for sneakers made off the backs of our agents, brothers and sisters, for cheap prices and charging so much to make you think this is hip-hop. Or The Source is the hip-hop Bible. Or MTV has the final word on hip-hop, or BET, or any of these video shows, Viva and stuff like that. So they got the whole world jacked up thinking that they all know about hip-hop, but nobody comes back to the founders or to the founding fathers and mothers of hip hop to find out what the whole culture and the movement was about.
May we call it hip hop?
Let's do hip hop. It's just a different form of hip hop. Like people have commercial hip hop, you got underground hip hop, you got hip house, you got R&B hip hop. You know, everybody want to take different categories and name of it, but it's all still hip hop. Whether it's commercial, whether it's underground, or it's still part of hip hop. Yeah, Kool Herc is the father, we say, of hip hop. And Africa, everybody says the godfather, but now they have moved me up to the Amun Ra of universal hip hop culture. Because I always have predicted what's going to come next. And I see that hip hop is going to be intergalactic as we become galactic humans to start traveling to different other planets in our galaxy.
F Phoenix, Arizona. Phoenix. Objects. Different things. Different things. Martians. Aliens out of planets. Instant alien masturbation, oxidation. Beyond planet Jupiter, frustration. Cyborg 4, metaphor on the octavore. Green skin, read out, stick out skin in the back like a frog. With glasses that see through fog. Gamma ray bands keep me in cog. Godzilla versus like King Kong. Sideline promoter, Dr. Zog. $200,000 legs made in acrylic aluminum. 700 miles an hour, you see the fastest man jog. Bionic fuse, first man on the moon. Orlando Epcot Center walking around with space shoes. Bionic fuse, first man on the moon. Orlando Epcot Center walking around with space shoes. Dex injury and law, toll free. Voice can travel, switchboard on AT&T. Music Factory Explore Center, big like CNC. The Coach Carter with aluminum jackets made by Starter. The original Space Center, flying saucers escort your grandfather. With Matrix effects, walking around looking like Kevin Costner. Like baseballs, 35 androids on my roster. The green spaniels are caca. 82 with bottles of nitrogen. Construction worker taking the asbestos off my gym locker. Oh, bionic fuse. First man on the moon. Orlando Epcot Center walking around with space shoes. Bionic fuse. First man on the moon. Orlando Epcot Center walking around with space shoes. With the Bill of Commerce, my 747 fuse coordinated with planetonic control. Earth soils regurgitated, pockets full with lab rats. With working ants maxing credit cards out in front of power plants. With remote control Levi's, I wake up early, I'm my power pants. Stand in a power stance.
Power stance.
Bionic fuse. First man on the moon. Orlando Epcot Center walking around with space shoes. Bionic fuse. First man on the moon. Orlando Epcot Center walking around with space shoes.
Toujours dans les Lo-Fi Stories, en compagnie d'Africa Bambaataa, Godfather incontesté du hip-hop et maître intergalactique des platines, et après nous avoir parlé racines et origines du HIP-HOP, Bambaataa s'évade dans sa vision zoulou et prophétique de la communauté noire et humaine en général. L'homme d'aujourd'hui s'octroie-t-il vraiment le bon rôle face à notre mère la Terre? Évidemment non. Alors, sur un fond de Sun Ra, on écoute ces versets lucides et universels. Tendez bien l'oreille et restez focus, un sage nous parle.
Universal nation, different places, different rules, different regulations.
As grow black, mythology, as grow timeless immortality.
In New York City, yes, the Zulu Nation still has a lot of powerful influence. Just coming this October, We're having the big Aboriginal Indigenous meeting of the Americas, meaning what was you called before 1492? Because too many people has been caught up in I'm black, I'm brown, I'm yellow, I'm red, I'm white, but all that came around with using the term of white supremacy. We want to know what was you before Columbus came and stole the Americas. So we having the Aboriginals, who are the Aboriginals of really of the Americas, are the so-called black man and woman who was the Moors, who's been all over there and all over Europe too. So we calling all the indigenous people to come together for they could find out exactly what was you called before 1492. You know, that's with anybody history. What was your birthright and what was your nationality? Was you a Theban? Was you a Sumerian? Was you a Canaanite, an Amorite, a Nubian, a Moor, a Kemetic? So, you know, you got to find out what was you called before 1492, before this guy called Christo Columbus stole everybody, because he ain't found nothing. And it was millions of people already living there. And when he came there, he ran into other black people, black men and women, who was the Aboriginals up there, who was the Omaks, who are the mamas and papas of the Incas, the Mayas, and the Aztecs. And we got to get down to the nitty gritty and clean up all this type of racism stuff that's been going all over the planet, because people really don't know who the hell they really are. And the disrespect of fallen humanity of the planet. So we got to come back and try to get people to respect Mama Earth first, because she's a living entity. And she will show you the wrath of your so-called Allah, Jehovah, Yahweh, Jah, all Elohim, any name you call the ancients of all the ancient names, Atum and Ra, that will come and put fire to all the human asses because you have disrespect Mother Earth. And now that's why we see tsunamis, tornadoes, earthquakes, typhoons. And you have a crazy cat that wants to be the new president that's talking about drill, drill, drill. Well, you have people with great wisdom like Nikola Tesla, who has gave to the world energy that everybody in their house could have energy in their house to light up their own house, to use the power of the sun. Whatever happened to that man?
Aujourd'hui, Nikola Tesla est presque inconnu. Il y a 100 ans, il était considéré comme l'un des ingénieurs les plus prolifiques et les plus inventifs au monde. Tesla avait la vision de ce qu'il appelait un domaine d'énergie universelle, qu'il serait un jour possible d'exploiter. Il écrivait « L'espace regorge d'énergie. C'est une simple question de temps. Bientôt, l'homme parviendra à alimenter ses machines grâce au mouvement de la nature. »
But you still got people that wants to drill into the oils, which is the heartbeat of the planet, and still talking about you need oils to put into your car, where people have found out now you can use corn oil, garbage, and all type of stuff to put in your cars and make it run. So how sick is all us humans is going to keep doing and drilling and messing with the planet when we see all this stuff is starting to happen in post-shift, and everybody's waiting for 2012? 2012 already been here. Time is and time always was. The Gregorian calendar is definitely wrong. Then you're going on to Maya, that's one of the ancient calendars. You go back to India, it's the ancients of ancient Canada. Go back to China, the ancients of ancient Canada. And you go back to Africa, which is the ancients of ancients of other ancients calendar. So which time and period are we really in?
Is different here. The vibrations are different. Not like Planet Earth. Planet Earth's sound of guns, anger, frustration. There was no one to talk to us on Planet Earth, if you understand. We set up a colony of black people here. See what they can do on the planet all their own without any white people there. They could drink in the beauty of this planet. It would affect their vibrations for the better, of course. Another place in the universe, up under different stars. That would be where the altered destiny would come in. Equation-wise, the first thing to do is to consider time as officially ended. We work on the other side of time. We bring them here through either isotope teleportation, transmolecularization, or better still, teleport the whole planet here through music.
Mama Earth first, because she's a living entity. But I see there's something going on our planet that many humans are sleeping. Many humans are not really giving the respect to each other and looking at what happened that all humanity has fallen from the grace of the Supreme Force, meaning our universe. How do we get to, we've got so greedy with each other over money, which is not really even money, just numbers moving from bank to bank. You can put it whatever zero you want, but you're killing and fighting over a piece of paper that's really ain't got no value at all. So it's not backed by no silver and gold. So what is we killing and fighting each other? Oh, I hate you because you black, you brown, you yellow, you white. I hate you because you live on this side of Belgium and you on the south side of Belgium. I hate you because you got long hair, you got a bald head, or you look like a punk rocker and you look like a hippie. So, you know, it makes us all look sick as human beings. So we got to start finding out what happened that we all going crazy. And the planet is getting ready to go crazy and put some fire to our asses.
Et parmi ces confessions à la fois terre-à-terre et interstellaires, faisons une petite pause avec Ramelzi, autre icône angulaire d'un hip-hop galactique et fantasmagorique. When the hell freezes over.
I've been too cruel to you. Our tools, just in jest, for you are the killers the best. Because of their own jealousy, throughout I am witness. For our fathers thee, and slanguage, crimeys, rhymeys, my finer writer, you should have never been your slanguage boyer. For your life, oh boy, you don't know how much you work for me. You killers of earth seed and its language, slanguage tree. Flip the magnet for the slanguage debate, and the guards flip the magnetic flux. Can you keep a secret from those humans, those heretistic humans? Did you think you must? Then why are you the positive? I'm only a soldier. I only follow orders. It is in the last of the Argods and their daughters, all transversals and universals must cosmic flush to split in me the two brothers I see. For this assassin thinks you are now slanguage. I father thee, slanguage tree. In horror's dimensions, the militaries will arm.
but you don't work for me. Crimey's rhymey, my typewriter fighter. Writer, type fighter.
You know, are we on the planet by ourselves? Are we out there? People ask me, oh, do you really believe there's other things out there? I say, yes, we're out there. Where do you think the Earth is at? Earth is sitting up in the universe with many other planets here. Zulu Nation has been telling people there's been more than 9 planets in our solar system for years. Everybody used to think it was crazy. But now all the scientists are talking about they found this planet, that planet, hundreds of other planets, there's other hundreds of other stars. And this one had 3 moons and 4 moons. And then there's the people in Mars, they say, well, there's water now that could have been on Mars. Well, the Zulus always said they came from Mars. And when they went to the area of Sidonia, what did they find? They found another Sphinx with 3 other pyramids sitting up there. And then they got the thing, what happened with Jupiter? When the crater hit that, there was news or something, it was SOS, something coming from Jupiter, but then you didn't hear no more about that. What happened to the 10,000 or something more people in Denver that seen the big UFO sitting out there? Some say it's man-made, some say they got really extraterrestrial things. So there's a lot of stuff that's going on our planet that we are sleeping on. Now they say they found Sasquatch. You know, it's like a whole game playing going on with the minds of the people. Is it real, is it fake, or is it memories? I hope that people wake up and, you know, stop putting your hopes in behind politicians. And everybody get to see each other with respect. And let's see what we could do to say what black, brown, yellow, red, and white people has did to better civilization on this planet. Not to be scared and say, oh, the black man and woman, they did this. Then we say, oh, praise dude. The brown man and woman and the red man and woman, the yellow man and woman, and the white man and woman, they all did this. And we all go, okay, and what each has did to add on to make human life better.
Spray the back. gun, they get deeper as the song plays.
Mega with his arms folded, fist balled up, toast on the side of my waist, V on the buckle of the belt, wrapped in hell, cape flowing, still standing with two cannons. 1-3-2 got me vanished. Ninja in the night with the phantoms, amped set off operas, sea rays blast from the optics, living in fucked up ghetto economics, spit from the voice box, nasty with sonics, animals released out of boxes, plus we got that stronghold on the throat, that'll leave you all gone on the float, split belly cause you off the boat.
To 1,000 crystal shards. I stayed in the basement like the Kruger kid. Shut the city down like Baghdad Lubavitch. Your stupid click wrestle warlock.
The audience claps.
I drunk 8 ounces of water
with my time capsule.
Rode rhymes with all the times on Mother Nature's fabric. A hard rock. I descended from stone tablets.
Juggled the bones and poems of my deceased foes.
Who couldn't bounce from spot to spot like weak toes.
So
allow me to surf on your brainwave with jet skis.
Unless you want your wrist apart like the Red Sea.
On the roof of hell, you got stalked by angel feet. But you can't be down, you have gravity deficiency.
You spit,
oh. I translate harpoons to sharp death. When the point is made from my underwater breath. Don't get walls confused with linoleum. And try to cut my square like a scared custodian. Don't be son, very vital palm. Told you not to get it on. But you still trick the holes with a broken magic wand. Strong Adam, whole family dear. The duplicate we create could take a life.
Spine tingling, got the stroller Galactus, now I'm planet swallowing. Megalith's got the surfboard and he's hollering. All arch enemies must die, and I know you're not unbreakable, son, but that's a lie. And you can't have my 314, that's my pie. Stupid, I'm a diamond in the rough, and you Lucy in the sky with a cubit. Your raps don't do it, I deal with cloud with a mature. Plus my real name is closer to Thor's than yours. Where we practice, there is no floor. This is the battle for Asgard.
Say no more.
Adam's fam and stronghold, nuclear clamp the mic. And you and your best friend don't even sound tight.
I guess something ain't right.
We like constellations when they close in.
Close in.
The lost sons of Odin. With a mouthful of parables to get them open.
Open.
But the psionic imagery will leave them frozen.
Frozen.
I used to outdo cats like you in my lunch period. Then conversate with the burning bush about a period. And bust through your ego like the hymen line of scrimmage. Life's the goal. Your warning comes in 2 minutes.
Unity is love. Bambaataa s'avère donc le prêcheur authentique d'une philosophie unificatrice et pacifiste entre l'homme, l'air, la terre et l'univers. Notre session afro et futuriste touche déjà à sa fin, mais avant de conclure, bouclons la boucle et parlons une dernière fois du hip-hop et de ses constellations.
For the future, well, we hoping that it becomes intergalactic. But if humans don't get themselves together, they don't have to worry about hip hop, funk, soul, metal, rock, jazz, or nothing, because the planets is gonna take care of all their asses. And the planets are not prejudiced. They don't care about what race or nationality or what religion you come from. When that typhoon coming over Europe or something, they would say, are you a Catholic? Are you a Jew? Are you Muslim? They would say, no, we get all your asses. Here come the water. When tornadoes come, they ain't gonna ask you what race you nationality you come. They just coming to tear shit up. So, you know, we got to start just showing respect to each other and love and put some love back in the atmosphere for the earth to heal itself. Otherwise, we're gonna be in some serious trouble.
Paradise,
other nights. Where you gon' lead your wife? So dark matter, moving at the speed of light. I teach alien beings how to read and write. And now the people wanna get up and dance and just move. Take it back to the days they playin' a rough groove. DJs play on the one hand twos. Have you heard the galactic news? I spread the truth about Zulus. Better backwards, that means you lose. I pay dues, pay dues, stay true. Gotta shake what the creator gave you. Take you up to a place so grateful. Dark matter can make you so faithful. Don't be hateful or disgraceful.
Bang, 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 bang.
You know, I'm one person, KRS is one person, so we need everybody to start causing that movement out there, to get out there and say we need a balance back on our airways. We need a balance back on the TV. We're not saying censorship. We should never tell nobody you can't say what you want to say in your lyrics or to say what you want to say to people, because if you do that, then it comes to where you be in control, and then you might as well give your whole privacy up and give it to the New World Order. But we're saying a balance. So if you're going to play a record saying to kill or rape or shoot you down or calling a woman out of name, then we want to hear something that you're playing that's saying something about love or peace, unity, or fight the power. So that's what we're trying to say to bring back to all our airways. If you're playing certain TV shows that's just fighting Arnold Schwarzenegger and Rambo ruling everything, then we want to see something shown about family life or some love or some fantasy or some cartoons or whatever. Just a balance of everything that we do.
Seem like the real thing, but I was so blind. one, what does it make to be a living legend today?
What does it make to be a living legend? The people call me that. I just try to stay humble and keep trying to do the work until my time is up. The Supreme Force calls me back and try to, you know, be respect. I mean, he must, or she must, or it must, can keep blessing me because I'm still traveling. I ain't had no hit record out in ages, and people still calling me all over the planet to DJ or to talk or whatever. So all I give all that blessings to the Supreme Force. So it's being humble and giving, you know, props to other things that's moving you from the planet. Well, just to make some more music and keep trying to keep people thinking on peace, unity, love, and having fun and respecting each other as human beings, and hope that we could make some type of change and get some more consciousness, people getting out there to cause movement all over our planet.
Conclusion, respect, amour, unité, la seule et unique clé pour un monde meilleur, serein et équilibré. On le savait déjà, mais bon, rappelons-le nous régulièrement quand même, parce qu'on oublie vite. Alors voilà, les Lo-Fi Stories spécial Bambata, c'est fini pour aujourd'hui. On remercie le collectif Souterrain Productions pour avoir organisé cette conférence de presse lors de la toute dernière prestation bruxelloise d'Africa Bambata à la Raffinerie en septembre dernier. Grand merci aussi à Pierre de Ruisseau qui s'est attelé à la sélection musicale de cette émission, dont vous retrouverez la playlist sur le site www.lofistories.com. Merci toujours et encore à notre amie Amélie pour la conception de ces jingles exquis et électrifiés comme on aime. Et enfin, merci aux Lo-Fi, à la musique et à vous, chers auditeurs, sans qui les Lo-Fi Stories n'auraient certainement aucune raison d'être. On termine avec Drexia, Cascading Celestial Giants, histoire de planer encore un peu. C'était les Lo-Fi Stories, on vous dit bonne nuit, bon voyage et surtout, restez centrés.
I-E-S.